This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican from the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee and a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the ongoing and fierce debate over what to do with the soon-to-expire Bush tax cuts from 2001 and 2003, as well as talk about the larger economic debate between the two parties with now just 7 weeks remaining until the midterm elections. And Congressman, always great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, the line's been drawn pretty clear in the sand here with respect to the Bush income tax cuts from 2001. The president wants to extend and actually make permanent all of them except for the top wage earners. Republicans want to do that for all tax brackets. First of all, how do you expect this to play out? And secondly, what will be the impact if the Republicans don't get their way?
Well, I think, unfortunately, this is going to be a lot of politics between now and November. And at the end of the day, I think the taxpayers will be the losers. You know, we face almost, as a country, a $4 trillion tax bomb that goes off January 1st unless Congress acts. And right now, we've had all year to deal with these issues and let it go until just now, which I always thought was a mistake. But I think at the end of the day, I can't predict the final vote, but I know for me in House Republicans that we're not going to vote for any measure that increases taxes on any income group. You know, I believe, one, it's bad for the economy because professionals and small businesses who are the bulk of these, of quote, the wealthy, as some like to call them, are also the key to the recovery of our economy. They are the job creators along Main Street. They're professionals who consume in the economy more than their proportion. And they already pay more than their fair share. They carry about 25 times their weight in the tax burden already. So I think from an economic standpoint, it's foolish to raise taxes on them at any point. And then also I think from a debt standpoint, when they say they'll use this money to lower the debt, you know, given the track record of the last 3 years, you know, this money, any new taxes, will be used to increase spending and expand our bloated government. So I don't buy that argument. I don't think most people who've watched how Washington behaves with new money believes at all that they'll pay down that debt.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, based on what you said there, then if Democrats do force a vote on extending and making permanent the tax cuts except for the top bracket, you seem like you're ready to vote against that. What would you say then to voters who say, well, wouldn't voting for most of them to be made permanent be better than nothing?
No, I don't think it would be, because once Washington decides who the wealthy is, it's very tempting for them to start lowering that bar to capture more and more people who they believe, you know, should pay, quote, their fair share. And the truth of the matter is, you know, only half of Americans are paying into the federal government now to carry this burden. And so to heap more and more of the taxes on fewer and fewer of the people who are already carrying that burden, to me, is a fairness issue. And I think for most Americans, you know, they just think everyone should pay a fair share, at least some share. I don't think the public's going to buy the pit one class against another. In America, we actually want people to succeed.
Congressman, just to bring this and clarify this for our listeners, if the top wage earners actually paid their fair share in income taxes, would they get a tax hike or a tax cut?
A tax cut, a major tax cut. I think the top 1% pay almost a third of all the taxes in the country. The top 5% pay almost two-thirds of all those taxes. So we're very, very heavily weighted toward that end already. And so when the president says, you know, they need to pay their fair share, it seems to me the groups who aren't paying anything ought to pay at least something into this. And especially, I still think the best tax policy in the world is a good, strong economy where people have jobs. And that's where I think he misses the point.
You've got some Democrats, certainly those in competitive races, and also just some moderate Democrats saying that they're on your side on this. They want to make permanent or at least extend all of the tax cuts. How do you expect that to impact how this plays out?
I think in the Senate especially, Greg, the senators will block this class warfare approach and insist that all the taxes be extended. There's been four or five Democrat senators and a number of Democrat House members, you know, who believe that this is not the right time to raise the taxes on anyone, period, in this economic uncertainty. And so I think at the end of the day, those taxes will be extended, or, and I hope this isn't the case, I hope, you know, those who govern the House and the Senate and the White House don't choose to eliminate the tax cuts for everyone. I think that'd be a shame.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, obviously the income tax cuts from 2001 are a big part of this, but there are also other tax cuts set to expire, which many economists actually believe made a bigger difference in the job creation and the economic growth we saw in the middle part of the last decade, which is hard to remember for a lot of folks now, given where we are right now with the current state of the economy. But in terms of capital gains tax cuts, dividend tax cuts, the phasing out of the estate tax or death tax, as I know Republicans call it, where do those stand? What's the administration proposing? What are Republicans saying?
Well, right now, the White House and Congress has proposed allowing the death tax to spring back to life in a very, I think, damaging way at the beginning of the year. They want to increase capital gains, I think, by a third in the tax rate there, and dividends, I think, by almost three times, raising the rate on that. Yet those are the areas: investment, savings, you know, investing and living off those returns is critical for our senior population. It's critical for building wealth and a nest egg for retirement. Raising taxes on investment in America, again, is very damaging to the economy. So I just don't understand, from a jobs perspective, what their thinking is.
What impact do you think reverting on these taxes we've already mentioned across the board here would have on job creation? Is there any way to quantify that?
You know, it's hard to right now. You know, the majority of economists believe it'll have a detrimental effect, both from a job creation standpoint, but also, you know, a recession and recovery from recession is as much psychological as anything. And right now, I think you're already seeing families hold back from spending and businesses hold back from hiring because the uncertainty from tax cuts, from health care, from cap and trade, from all these new regulatory efforts up in Washington. I think allowing those tax cuts to expire is going to be very damaging to the economy, and it isn't going to encourage people to get out and let us grow.
Congressman, last question. Now, whether it was the economy or other key issues in your district, I know we talked about energy policy and jobs while you were on your district work period, but what else did you hear from your constituents over the past month?
You know, in Texas, obviously, the economy and the drilling moratorium, the attack on U.S. energy was the predominant issue, but spending clearly is people are just frightened by the dangerous levels of debt, and they want a game plan to get us back to a balanced budget, a smaller government. And then the health care bill, as it starts to roll out, you know, small businesses are faced with these new 1099, terrible regulatory nightmares for them. But people, the more they learn about that bill, you know, the less they like it. I think that's why the public opinion polls over August went down again on health care. The public's learning more about all of this.
Congressman, we'll keep watching. I'm sure we'll be back in touch with you soon. Thank you, as always, for your time, sir.
Greg, thank you.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, also the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.